Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and this is sort of a connecting and follow-up video to the one that I just made talking about the secret of consecration. So my wife and I are renewing our consecration to the Blessed Mother because we're going to go to Turkey, to Istanbul, and to Ephesus, specifically to Ephesus. That's the highlight of our trip, where we're going to go to see the house of the Blessed Virgin Mary, where she lived for maybe 6 to 7 years in the last period of her life. And I'm trying to work this out. We're also going to go to the island of Patmos. You know where that is? That is this Greek island where St. John was exiled and where he wrote the book of Revelation. It is a small island. You have to take a ferry and then another ferry to eventually get there. So we are super excited about this opportunity. And she's been asking a lot, and often people will ask, what's the point of consecration? Why do we really need it? Why can't we just consecrate ourselves to Jesus? And people will often give good answers, but I don't think they ever really get to the bottom, that the essence of the answer, the real answer. There's kind of explanations of why it's a good idea, but not the why we need it. So in the previous video that I just released, it was having to do with Saint Joseph and that we need to pray to find where he's buried so that we can find his body and have miracles happen and have the church and the world converted. So in that homily of that mass, the priest was giving a homily about authority, because the gospel had to do with casting out demons. And you can cast out demons when you have spiritual authority. This is extremely important in our faith, that Jesus gives authority to people, which is the power to command. It's like this fatherly power. So the first person with authority is God the Father, who gives it to God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and then it's transmitted downward. And Jesus gives it to his apostles and his certain disciples. And people in the church have that. But the Pope, bishops, and priests, they have a specific authority that not just anyone has. And especially in dealing with evil, you can't just deal with it because you feel like it. You have to deal with it if you have authority. Well, one of the truths of our Catholic faith is that parents have authority over their children. Therefore, parents have authority to cast out evil from their children. Only their children, and presumably grandchildren, not anyone else's. We also have authority to cast out demons from ourselves, if we so choose to. You know, we call this deliverance. Well, when he spoke about authority and about parents having authority, I thought, that's it. That's the inner reason behind consecration. When we consecrate ourselves to Mary, when we consecrate ourselves to Saint Joseph, we are essentially making them and giving them the same authority as if they were our spiritual parents. We are essentially saying, Mary, I am choosing, I am becoming consagrar, which means of the same blood. I'm becoming your daughter, your son, so that you can wield spiritual authority over me to cast out evil and bring in good. Now, why don't we just consecrate ourselves to Jesus? Well, we do through baptism and all those things, but Jesus's humanity, not his divinity, Jesus's humanity is limited. Now, some of you hear that and think, how could that possibly be? It is. He only lived 33 years. He was born in Bethlehem. So he wasn't born in France. He didn't play with technology and sports that we know of. He didn't live 100 years. You know, there was a lot of things that he didn't do. And so that's why he needs us, because we are born in different times and different places. And those experiences and skills and gifts that we have in our human bodies kind of expand his power, so to speak. Does that make sense? So, for instance, I'm a therapist. Jesus was never trained as a therapist. If I were to die, it's more likely that I would be, you know, patron of therapists, so to speak, you know? So when you, for instance, when you have a saint and you declare him patron of, it's because they were good at that in their life. And that's important. What you do with your body matters. What you don't do with your body also matters. And since Jesus had a limited scope That's one of the reasons why he uses saints that had other scopes that he didn't specialize in. So think of it like this. It's like as if Jesus got a master's or he majored in a certain subject, and he uses other saints that major in other subjects, and he's working through them. He gives them grace, and he uses them as instruments in our life because they have other specialties that he did not have. That's how he works. His human nature is following the rules of human nature. And so there are things that Mary and Joseph have to offer us that Jesus, in his human nature, can't give us because he wasn't those two people. Understand? So for this reason, when we consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother and to Saint Joseph, we are, so to speak, accessing those special qualities that God gave them. We are also giving them authority. And by placing ourselves under Jesus and expanding that through these two saints, or maybe any other saint that you have a devotion, we are allowing more of God's infinite light to pierce into us. Through Jesus, of course, because he's God and man, but because of his manness, we have access and we go to these other saints that kind of give us even more of God's light. So I hope this video makes sense. By the way, I fully believe and proclaim everything that the church believes. Now, if this sounds heretical, it's because you haven't thought of it deeply enough. I want you to think about what I've said deeply enough and realize that when you consecrate yourself to the Blessed Virgin Mary or Saint Joseph, you are giving them authority over your soul, over your life, so that more holiness can enter you. My friends, I hope this helped you understand more deeply kind of the inner reason why we consecrate ourselves to Jesus. To Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. I'll see you in the next video.